God is still with Moses, even when he is beating himself down. God is with him. And so in Exodus chapter 7, he tells us about the story. But I will harden Pharaoh's heart. In other words, do not think Pharaoh is just being impossible. I am behind it. And though I multiply my signs and wonders in Egypt, he will not listen to you. Then I will lay my hand on Egypt, and with mighty acts of judgment, I will bring out my divisions, my people, the Israelites. And the Egyptians will know that I am the Lord when I stretch out my hand against Egypt and bring the Israelites out of Egypt. Here is a clincher. God, why are you taking your children through you promised to get them out. Now things are getting worse and worse and worse. Pharaoh has said, never. I do not know this God. Why are you doing it? He finally helps Moses to understand why he is going through what he is going through. And the Egyptians will know that I am the Lord when I stretch out my hand against Egypt and bring the Israelites out of Egypt. In other words, God had the capacity to get the children of Israel out. First trial. But then he would have achieved in getting the people out, but you'll not have ministered to the Egyptians. He wants the Egyptians to know who the real God is. It's not the Nile. It's not Pharaoh. It's not the pyramids. The God of the Israelites is true God and has no match, because he is a God of the universe. He's not just God in Canaan. He's God in Egypt. He's God all over the world. And so he wants to use the children of Israel in order to accomplish that objective.